Chapter 7. Another Special Order. The summer passed. The corner shop was always busy. Sometimes Dave opened the shop on Sundays too. Anna earned a lot of money. Everyone thought that she was happy. But life was difficult for her. She liked Dave. He was her boss, and he was older than her. But Peter was her fiancé, and he was about the same age. Dave was quite rich, but Peter had no money. Dave bought Anna clothes, and he took her out. Peter did not buy her clothes and never took her anywhere. He was more interested in football. Anna did not like football. Now it was September. Peter played football every Saturday. One Saturday, there was a big football match on television. Mr. Hart had the biggest television in the village, and he invited some people to his house. He invited Peter and Anna. On Friday, the day before the match, Anna was working in the shop all day. At 5 o'clock, she locked the shop door. 2 minutes later, the bell rang, and Anna went to the door. There was a young man outside. He was carrying a small case.
"Hello," she said. "Can I help you?"
"I hope so," said the young man. "I want to see Mr. Slayton."
"I'm afraid that the shop is closed now," said Anna. "We're open tomorrow morning."
"But I've got an appointment," said the young man.
Then Dave spoke behind Anna. She hadn't seen him.
"Yes, I've been waiting for you," said Dave. "You're late."
"I'm very sorry, Mr. Slayton," said the young man. "I was..."
"Never mind, never mind," said Dave rudely.
His rudeness surprised Anna. The young man seemed afraid.
"But can you see me now?" he asked.
"Yes," said Dave. "Come in."
Dave turned to Anna.
"Anna, it's after 5 o'clock. You can go home now."
"I won't be long," said Anna.
Dave was angry.
"Hurry up and go home," he said.
But Anna wanted to stay. She wanted to know about the young man. The young man followed Dave to the back of the shop and into the special orders room.
Another special order, another special customer.
Anna waited. But soon it was 5:30. Anna put her coat on and left the shop. She closed the door very loudly. Then she went round the corner and waited. Soon there was a noise. The young man was leaving the shop. Anna could not see him, but she could hear him. He was speaking to Dave.
"Are you sure?" said the young man.
"What do you mean?" asked Dave.
"Is this the only way?" said the young man.
"Yes, it is," said Dave. "Don't worry, everything will be all right. Goodbye."
Anna heard the shop door close. She came round the corner and saw the young man. He was walking quickly to his car. Anna noticed immediately that he was not carrying his case. She followed him.
"Excuse me," she said, "you've forgotten something. You've left something behind."
The young man turned round. Anna stopped. Suddenly she was frightened. The young man's face was white. It was white with fear.
"Please go away," said the young man. "Leave me alone. I want to go home. Leave me alone."
He got into his car and drove off. Anna stood in the street and watched him. She was thinking. Why had the young man come to the corner shop? What was his special order? And why had he left his small case with Dave Slayton?
Chapter 8. The Football Match.
The next day was the day of the big football match. Mr. Hart had invited about 10 people. Anna did not watch the game. She was helping Mrs. Hart in the kitchen. They were making tea. It was a good game, and everyone was enjoying it. At half-time, Peter went into the kitchen.
"Why don't you come and watch the match, Anna?" he said. "It's really good. Come on."
Anna laughed.
"No, thanks," she said. "I'm helping Mrs. Hart. Look, here's the tea. Can you take it in to the others?"
"Okay," said Peter.
"It's a terrific match. Mike Bailey scored a great goal."
Peter took the tea into the sitting room, and the second half of the match started. The second half was very exciting.
Mike Bailey scored another goal after 20 minutes. The score was 2-0. Then the other side scored two quick goals. It was 2-2. There were only 5 minutes of the match left.
Come on, shouted Peter. Come on, Mike, let's have another goal.
In the last seconds of the match, Mike Bailey scored the winner. It was his third goal of the match. But something was wrong. The other team's goalkeeper was injured. Bailey had been very near the goalkeeper, and he had kicked the ball very hard. The ball had hit the goalkeeper's neck. Mrs. Hart and Anna came in from the kitchen.
What's happened? Said Anna. What's wrong?
It's Brian Thomas, the goalkeeper, said Peter. He's injured. It was serious. The goalkeeper had broken his neck. Later, they all watched the news on TV. They saw pictures of Mike Bailey's third goal. It was a great goal. They saw the ball hit the goalkeeper. It was an accident. The TV announcer said, "And now over to our sports studio for an interview with Mike Bailey." They all watched the interview. The TV showed a picture of Mike Bailey and the interviewer.
"Mike," said the interviewer, "three goals in one match. How do you feel about that?"
But Mike Bailey said nothing. He could not speak. He tried to speak, but he could not. It was terrible. The interviewer tried another question.
"Let me ask you about the third goal, Mike. It was a great goal, but how do you feel about the injury to Brian Thomas?"
It was a silly question. The injured goalkeeper would never play football again. Mike Bailey said nothing. He looked very ill. When the interview ended, Mr. Hart turned off the TV. No one noticed that Anna had left the room. Mike Bailey had looked frightened. Anna was frightened too. Mike Bailey and Anna had met before, the day before, at the corner shop.
Chapter 9. A Secret Weekend.
Anna did not know what to do. She was only 17, but sometimes she felt much older. She wanted to ask Dave about Mike Bailey and Greta Gordon. She wanted to know about special orders. She decided to wait. One day, Dave and Anna were alone in the shop.
"How's Peter?" asked Dave.
"He's fine, thanks," said Anna.
Dave smiled.
"Is he still playing football?"
"Of course he is," said Anna.
Dave laughed.
"You don't see him very much, do you, Anna?"
"I see him 3 or 4 times a week," said Anna.
"What about weekends?" Dave asked.
Anna replied quickly, "I don't see him much at weekends. He plays football then."
"When are you getting married?" asked Dave.
"I don't know," she replied. "We haven't decided yet. Perhaps next year."
"That's a long time." Dave smiled at Anna. Anna felt afraid. She also felt excited. She didn't know why.
"Sometimes you're bored, Anna, aren't you?"
said Dave. He looked into her eyes.
"Yes," said Anna, "that's true."
"Why don't you come away with me for a weekend?" said Dave.
"We can go to London."
A weekend in London? Anna had only been to London once for a day. Anna was excited, but she was also afraid.
"I don't know," she said. "I must think of Peter."
"Oh, forget him," said Dave. "He'll never know. Come with me and we'll go to the best shops. We'll go to the best cinema. Will you come with me?"
Anna said nothing. Suddenly she had an idea. She looked at Dave.
"Perhaps I'll come with you," she said.
"Good," said Dave. "That's great."
"But first," said Anna, "I want to ask you something."
"What do you want to know?" he said quietly.
"I want to know about your special orders."
"Very clever," said Dave. "You're a village girl, but you're very clever, Anna."
"Village girls aren't stupid," said Anna. "Now tell me about your special orders, then I'll come to London with you."
Dave was angry.
"One question. You can ask me one question," he said.
Quickly, Anna asked,
"Why do people come to you? Why—"
"One question. Only one," shouted Dave.
All right, said Anna, but don't shout. Tell me, why do people come to see you?
Dave thought about his answer. He spoke quietly. They come for help, he said. They need help, and I sell help to them. That's all.
Anna didn't understand. What sort of help? She asked.
One question, shouted Dave. I've answered your question.
Anna said no more. She and Dave had made an agreement. Anna had asked her question. Dave had answered it. Dave had invited Anna to London for the weekend, and Anna went with him.